101X, it is the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. Let's see. Hey, Hajda, I really like your daughter. When she, I'm horny, like thirsty, Hodges a bottle of... Yeah, that's
that was
me.
A good attempt.
Do you know anything about Customer Hey Mister? Nobody should. Nobody should. It's a song from my youth, which is circa 2000. It's a one-hit wonder on 101X. Anyway, that is Emily. She is my co-host. This is
Hello.
Going great. Emily does not know what it's like to cry in a 1980s movie theater because Littlefoot's mom died. Land Before Time. You know nothing about Land Before Time, right?
I used to watch Land Before Time.
Yeah, it was that.
But it was on. But it was a different experience because it was when I was in elementary school and they would like roll out the VHS player, and then it was like, oh, Land Before Time. But
was it Littlefoot in Spanish?
No.
Okay.
It was like it was English, but I kind of hate dinosaurs. So every time they bring out Land Before Time, I would
nothing
not
nothing
like
you have
it.
Ever said in the short time we have been friends has hurt me more than you don't like dinosaurs.
I hate dinosaurs.
But you don't remember the old school Littlefoot Land Before Time, the original one, right?
That was the original one.
Oh, well, there's like 20 now, but I just assume that you got one of the happy-go-lucky sequels where they're all friends and searching for new friends and everything and
not
traumatizing children.
The VHS version, though.
Okay,
couldn't watch in theaters.
As long as you have childhood trauma like the rest of us, we're good to go. Morning X News. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Brought to you by Pants. If you haven't figured it out, Jason Dick is in Chicago. On vacation, we're all wishing him well. Actually, what did Ricky the security guard say this morning when you walked in and asked about Jason?
He said, "Where's Jason?" And I was like, "He's in Chicago." And he said, "What the F?" And
I was like, "Deleted."
Yeah, yeah. And then I was like, "I mean, yeah, he'll be back, you know, on Tuesday." And he's like, "Oh, okay."
I mean, that's pretty much should be the response. What the F, Jason?
Yeah, what the F? I was like, is it really that surprising that Jason is leaving to go to Riot Fest?
Yeah, no, it shouldn't be. But if your dream has been Nick and Emily running the radio, that has come true. If it's your nightmare,
welcome.
I'm sorry. Speaking of dreams, apparently, according to a new study, half of us dream about what we're going to eat the next day. 45% of people say they dream in their sleep and what they're going to eat the next day. But 69% of the people, are not willing to wake up early just to make breakfast. Okay.
Weird statistic to add in that story.
I do not remember my dreams. I think it's because I'm constantly keeping my brain soaked in THC.
That'll do it. That'll do it.
I also like to think that they are just so messed up that my brain is like immediately repressing them. She's like, nah. Just get it. Just eject all that terribleness from your brain.
Mm-hmm.
But no offense. You seem like somebody who dreams about food a lot.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I really don't know what that means. I dream quite often, pretty frequently. Like, I have pretty vivid dreams, I guess. Let me see. Food, I mean...
I remember when I was... I would take sometimes medication, and they're like, the doctor... it's a psychiatrist, not a medical doctor. But they would be like, this warning, this will make you have messed up dreams. And I would never have them. And I'd be so disappointed. I was like, promises.
You're like, I really want to have these dreams.
Yes, I want to. I never had teeth falling out dreams. I remember as a kid, I had a recurring dream that I was hiding under my grandma's truck in Granger, Texas. And some little like Chucky Child's Play type terrible psychopathic a kid was walking around and I was just hiding and could see his feet and then they would go away. And I'd have that dream like constantly as a kid. But other than that,
what if it came back one day?
It did. It came back like in my mid-20s.
Ooh.
And I was like, and then I was like, when I woke up, I was terrified, bolted upright. And I was like, you know what? That's some good nostalgia. I'm glad I had that feeling, recapturing my youth.
I think in terms of food, I'm trying to think, but I think the most common food dream that I have is with ramen. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I think maybe it's just because it's a little happy food
I
for
think
me.
I know why.
People
in your trendy ramens. Let's go to Ramaneteria.
Yeah, it's because I always go with my
water.
Friends.
Noodles and water. Oh,
noodles,
friends. Now you're just rubbing it in. You have dreams and friends. Thank you, Emily.
Sorry.
Morning X Sports.
We misinterpret the sports, so you don't have to. Morning X Sports brought to you by Pants. Nick and Emily here, and Emily, I know. She told me that she's super tired. She was up, didn't get a lot of sleep. And it has to be because you were watching that exciting NFC East battle on Thursday Night Football last night, right?
Right. right. The one between the two people. Well, there's more than two people.
Yeah.
The one between the Dolphins and the Jaguars.
Yes! No. No.
I was like, really?
Okay. NFC East battle. It was the Washington football team defeated the New York Giants in an exciting last-second thriller. It all came down to, you know, it's a good game when it comes down to two field goals. Hmm. And by two field goals, I mean Washington was up, kicked a field goal, missed it, penalty on the Giants, re-kick. Washington makes it 30-29. I only really bring it up because we are going to attempt to do another round of he shoots, he scores. But Thursday night football is traditionally known for being crap. Mm-hmm. As you would say, that's where they put all the bad teams and just like, you go.
That's mean.
Like it used to be, you know, Cleveland Browns and Detroit Lions. You go on Thursday night football. And then after 4 weeks of that, they would give you one good game and then all that things.
Oh, that's sad.
So, yeah, it's
so
not.
So, are you saying this is going to be a harder game if he shoots, he scores?
I mean, can it get harder than zero or max difficulty or whatever? I mean, you don't know. Watching anything, so it's not going to.
That's true. Nothing.
No,
helps.
This is all hints to let you know that, you know, perhaps if the game is turnovers, touchdowns or neither, mm-hmm. not a lot of touchdowns. Just it's sloppy play.
You're helping
two terrible
me out,
teams.
Huh?
Yeah, just go low on it. But speaking of awesome Thursday night football action, let's go back to last week when it was the Dallas Cowboys losing to Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Speaking of Tampa Bay, Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady are apparently ripping us off. They have a new internet show thingy, whatever, Tommy and Gronky, where they sit there and just, you know, yeah. Tommy and Gronky.
I've started to really love Gronk over the last couple of weeks, ever since I said that he was tiny.
Like, they should send out Rob Gronkowski as an ambassador to people who don't give a crap about football, because he is delightful.
I don't know what he looks like. I'll be completely honest.
Google him.
I've never even watched a play of his. But I like his name, and I like his spirit.
Yes.
He's got some things going on that I'm like, you know what? That's what a football player should be.
Yeah, so they do a thing where they answer questions off of Google, and I was looking for our theme song, so I could accuse them of ripping us off. But here, let's just play the
game. Type our name in, and we're going to check out about the top 5 to 10 searches of what people have been Googling our names for.
All right, cool.
And what type of questions they have been Googling our names. Like, does Tom Brady like to dance? That's an example.
That does sound familiar, Gronk. Something that we have been playing for years. That's fine. I understand. It's not prepared information.
Wait, does that mean they're listeners of the show?
Yes.
Hi, Tom Brady.
Yes. Hi, Gronk.
Hi, Gronk.
Emily doesn't know who you are, but she likes you.
No, I know you have a big head, Tom Brady.
Here's what you should know about Tom Brady, is that he will play football forever. Forever and ever and ever.
I think it's, will Giselle let
No, wait, no. I did the wrong thing.
Oh.
Okay, no, that's fine. They asked Tom if he was going to do if he was going to play until he's 50. He said yes, that he would do it. But then Gronk came up with this awesome, Gronk might be a secret genius, because this is the real question. It's not, will Tom play until 50? Mm-hmm.
Will Giselle let Tom play till 50? That's the real question.
That is a way better question. And in fact, why would they not Google that? I think they should. That was, of course, no. Well, maybe that answer.
I'm so smart, I'm the Google master.
I'm just kidding.
Now.
I'm sorry, babe. I love you. You would let me. You'd let me do anything as long as I'm happy.
Nice save, Tom. Nice
Aww.
Save. She's giving you this year that she's putting you in her purse, and you're just going to be her accessory. Another question they asked is, does Tom Brady speak Portuguese?
Can Tom Brady speak Portuguese?
I just said that wrong.
Eu falo português mais. Eu falo português es mais casa. E você fala português?
Sim.
Sim?
Sim.
Ah, muito bom.
Sim.
Muito bom. Te amo muito, meu amor. Gisele.
Aww.
Muy bien.
That's Spanish.
I know.
I know. I don't think he knew.
Yeah.
I know. Why does he know Portuguese?
I assume through Giselle.
Oh, is she?
I should have Googled this of, like, is Portuguese what you speak in Brazil? And I think that's the answer,
yes,
but that's very dangerous territory. That's why I wasn't even
going to
address it. I was just going to skip on and play this other hilarious Gronk audio. It's a classic.
I mean, yes, I haven't read a book since ninth grade when they made me, like, you know, you don't raise your hand, but they call on you. A mocking to remember or whatever. Mockingbird to remember.
Right. Yeah.
He went to the University of Arizona, folks, by the way. Let me hold on. I'll hold on to that to make sure.
Number one party school in the nation. At least we're number one at something.
Yep, that's...
That's why you like
that's
Gronk.
Gronk. Google,
I want to see your reaction to Gronk.
He's
very beefy. I think you'll enjoy it.
Is there any way that I could have a fantasy football team with just Gronk?
It would not do good. But yes, he's got several brothers. None. I don't think they're all fullbacks. But yeah, stay tuned. We've got your chance at a Pluckers gift card. That's next.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid. Thank you to the good folks at Pluckers hooking us up with a $20 gift card that we are going to pass along to you with some Are You Smarter Than Emily?
Mm-hmm.
Emily, get out of here.
Oh, okay.
Get out of here.
Bye!
Leave. We have Albert on the phone. Albert, my man. Hello.
Hello.
Albert, you've got three trivia topics that you're going to choose from. You're going to pick one, answer more correctly than Emily, and you will win that Pluckers gift card. And today we have special for Emily trivia. Let's do what college football team is that? Because it's football. It's Football Friday. Missing these biology questions would be a real boner. So this is all bone trivia. And famous commercials from the 1980s. Your choice, Albert.
Let's go with the bone question.
Excellent, because the commercials one has lots of moving parts, and I'm not ready for it. Number one, what is the most abundant mineral in the human body?
The most. Iron.
Oh, it's bone trivia, man. Calcium.
Oh, calcium.
Calcium. That's all right. We tricked you. Number two, the three smallest bones in the human body, the hammer, anvil, and stirrup, are located where?
In the ear.
Yes. Now you're thinking with your bones. And finally, the coccyx is more commonly known as your what? Coccyx. It's a bone. What is the common name for coccyx?
Well, I've bruised mine. It is the tailbone.
Yes. So, Albert, not going to ask questions. I assume it's a snowboard. Hold on. We're going to get Emily back in here and see. She's going to have to go 3 for 3 to beat you, Albert. So your chances look good, but you never know. Emily, Albert chose missing these biology questions would be a real boner. So it's bone trivia.
Oh, no.
And biology, which I don't know if that specifically is your weakness.
Every science is my weakness.
Every science.
Like, I've always been consistently so bad at science.
Yeah.
Growing up, I was in, no big deal, I was in, like, all the pre-AP classes.
Mm-hmm.
Could never do it for science. Science and math, I was always in regular, and I would struggle. And like I always say, with my first semester at the University of Texas at Austin, mm-hmm. Hook'em, I guess, I was super, super close. And when I say super close, I mean 1 point away from failing physical geology. And you remember what my major was? Public relations. Mm-hmm. Why did I have to take 3 sciences? Why? And I almost failed every single one of them. And I was like, no wonder nobody graduates college.
Well, look, you can't get a job for an alternative rock station without taking a physical geology class.
Oh, yeah.
Class,
without
Emily.
Whoa, without
rocks
knowing, without
rocks
knowing what all the rocks are. I, mm-hmm. I couldn't even, I was going to give you an example. I can't even give you an example because I don't even, igneous, metamorphic, something.
Sedimentary.
Did mm-hmm. you take the class too?
No, I just know things.
Oh my God.
Such as, what is the most abundant mineral in the human body?
Oh my.
What is
calcium.
The most? There you go.
Okay. I knew that. I'm from Wisconsin. You drink milk. Okay, I'm not even from Wisconsin. I always say that. My mom's from Wisconsin.
All right. You're on track. Good job. The three smallest bones in the human body, the hammer, anvil, and stirrup, are located where? The three smallest bones in the human body.
What is it? The
hammer?
Hammer?
Anvil.
Anvil?
And stirrup.
Stirrup.
So I guess you got to lock your feet in if you're going to pound that anvil with your hammer.
And your stirrup.
You have secure stirrup.
Stirrup?
You're putting your feet in.
Stirrup. Okay, see...
Three smallest bones in the human body are located where?
I know. Okay. It could be there, or there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm going to say, just because one time I broke a bone here and it was a super small bone, I'm going to say my feet.
That is a good guess. The answer we're looking for, the three smallest bones in the human body are in Jason Dick. It's penis. No, just kidding. The ear.
Oh, man. Yeah. I thought that was all cartilage.
No, there's three little tiny bones.
Dang.
All right.
I should have known that.
You should have. To Ty Albert, the coccyx is more commonly known as your what?
I'm sorry, what?
Coccyx is more commonly known as your what? Is that bone? Human body, your coccyx. C-O-C-C-Y-X.
Coccyx.
Be very careful when you repeat that to yourself.
I know.
Another beehole situation on our hands here.
I know. Man, I think he's got me. I was so close. Mm-hmm. Let me think.
Coccyx is more commonly known as your what?
I'm going to say your femur.
Your femur? Is that right? It's your tailbone. Have you ever fall down and hurt bruise your coccyx? No?
I bruised my tailbone because that's what it's called. Who calls it that?
Well, your doctor should have called it your coccyx.
No, they don't say that. When they say my coccyx, I think of something completely different.
I bet you do.
And then I'm like, how did you know I have that?
Tell you what. There's jokes about bruised coccyxes. I can't do them. Albert, you win. You're going to get a Pluckers certificate. Hold on. More chances at Pluckers gift cards coming up as well as news. How old were you when you did your first adult purchase? That's coming up next. Stay tuned.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.